Britain's Queen Mother is buried today. She died Easter Saturday at the age of 101. Today's funeral has the pageantry not seen since the death of World War II leader Winston Churchill in 1965. It was during World War II that Queen Elizabeth won the support of the nation. She refused to let the royal family flee to Canada during the Blitz. She was queen from 1936 until her husband, King George VI, died in 1952. After his death, she created the title of Queen Mother for herself when her daughter, Elizabeth II, the current queen, succeeded to the throne. T.R. Reid is London Bureau Chief of the Washington Post, and he joins me now. Good morning, Tom. What kind of funeral will the Queen Mother have?
It's going to be spectacular, Alex. You know, Britain wants to be known as a modern, high-tech nation, and it is. But what this country is really good at is pageantry, ancient ritual. Like, the other day they had to move the Queen Mother's casket about a mile across London, so you think they just put it in a hearse and drove it over there?
Yeah.
No. They had six black horses carry it on the same gun carriage that carried Winston Churchill. She was surrounded by 1,600 soldiers, 12 military bands, 192 bagpipers, and on top of the coffin, they had a 106-carat diamond.
Is there any room left for the dignitaries?
There are going to be a lot of dignitaries, 2,100 people at the funeral today, including Laura Bush, all the members of the royal family, some former royals, including Fergie. You remember Sarah Ferguson?
Oh, yeah.
Was Mrs. Princess Andrew. And perhaps a future royal, Camilla Parker Bowles, the woman who was known as the third member of Princess Di's marriage, has been invited.
Is the city shutting down for the funeral? Are businesses closed all over London?
Britain has done this in a very nice way. They are paying attention, but no, they're not shutting down. The City of London, which is their Wall Street, is going to close during the funeral for 2 minutes. This is the big season here for rugby, soccer, and horse racing, and all the sports are going on. It's just that the players are wearing black armbands to show they care. So, yeah, they're kind of melding the modern democratic country and the ancient monarchy pretty nicely together.
What has Queen Elizabeth said?
She went on TV and she thanked everybody for the respect they've shown her mom and for these hundreds of thousands of people who lined up for hours to file past the coffin when it was put in, lying in state in the Palace of Westminster where the Parliament meets.
What is the difference between the Queen Mother's funeral and the one that they put on for Princess Di?
Princess Di, that was not a royal funeral, Alex. She wasn't a member of the royal family. In fact, I think the royal family was kind of fed up with Di by that time. This is a royal ceremonial funeral. This is serious, and that's one step down from a state funeral, which can only be given for the actual sovereign. And the result is all sorts of ritual that's been going on for centuries. Every day here for the last 10 days, they've had 41 gun salutes and royal tributes and the Coldstream Guards and the Irish Guards and the Royal Fusiliers, boy choir singing the 139th Psalm. And if you ask somebody, well, why the 139th Psalm? They say something like, well, we sang that when King Ethelred died and we wouldn't want to change things now.
Thanks, Tom.
Sure, Alex.
T.R. Reid, London Bureau Chief for The Washington Post.